I'm Ms. Olivia. Welcome to this sexy and smart conversation here on my blog, experiencedmistress.com. Today, let's talk about submission. Like everything else in erotic power exchange play, there's no right answer and one size does not fit all. There are many kinds of male submissives and many kinds of play that can trigger male submission. Part of it obviously depends on your erotic triggers. For example, if you're a man that gets hard when the woman in authority makes you take off your clothes and perform for her, and maybe her girlfriends, then the clothed female naked man, CFNM fantasy, is the gateway to submission. As a matter of fact, if you get hard just thinking about the humiliation and embarrassment of being exposed to a beautiful, powerful woman, well, gotcha. You might not be submissive by nature, but when you get in certain situations where you are betrayed by your cock, then you're submissive, aren't you? Submit to Ms. Olivia and maybe my girlfriends. But for some, the submission trigger is visual. If you get weak in the knees and end up gasping for breath at the start of summer when sexy feet in high heels abound, then I suspect you might have a bit of a shoe or foot fetish. I personally understand the power of stockings and can work my long legs like nobody's business. For other men, it's the peak of panties. Whatever it is, you know it. When it has you, when your fetish has you by the balls, sometimes literally, then you're ready for some serious cock control. And sometimes you just need to be a submissive male, don't you? You know I love your comments on this blog. That's actually why I write the post, so we can interact. If not on the phone, then in the comment section. Ben, I left a great comment about submission. He says, I know there are folks in the BDSM world, too, who are balancers. That is, they are so burdened with responsibility and leadership roles that they crave the reverse to put things into balance through sexual submission. It's a very complicated question without an easy, simple answer. I agree. I like the fact that it's complicated. I like the nuances. I like that y'all tell me about your own experience. So, tell me now. Are you submissive by nature, or are you situationally submissive? I'm looking forward to your comments. You can leave them here on my blog, experiencedmistress.com, or you can simply give me a call and talk about this and so much more. If you'd like to call, the number's 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.